Hey, everybody, this is Liz from MediaDev, and today we're having another very interesting podcast interview with our head of digital marketing, Sander. Hi, Sander.
Hi, Liz. Thanks for having me again on the podcast.
My pleasure. And today we're going to talk about the importance of having success stories. So, Sander, I'm really excited to talk to you about this topic because I know you have so much knowledge about content marketing and digital marketing. So when developing a case study or a success story, what should be the focal point in your opinion?
Well, I'd say that one of the most important focal points is that you really you focus on trying to tell the story of the customer. I always say that for case studies or success stories, it's not so much about your company, but it's really about conveying what your customer experienced. The purpose of a case study or success story is really to show to prospects of your own what kind of similar solutions you've provided to customers that you already have, what kind of challenges were they facing, and how did you help them overcome those challenges. And so you really want to make the success story about the story of the customer. And I'd say that's in general the focal point of a case study.
Great. It's true that so many people are interested in creating success stories, but why are they such an important form of content?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, success stories are super popular. I see them everywhere online, really. When I open LinkedIn, I see them popping up in my timeline everywhere. Most companies have a bunch of success stories or case studies on their websites. And one of the most important reasons for that is that they help establish trust and credibility. Prospects really don't want to be the guinea pig, so to speak. They want to know that your solution works, that you've established a customer base that is happy with the work that you've delivered. So that's what a success story really does. It helps establish that kind of trust that a prospect is really looking for once they're evaluating you and maybe other companies as well.
So what do you think the end user is hoping to gain when reading a success story?
Yeah, that kind of comes back to what I just said. Customers, when they're evaluating a product or a service, they really want to consciously or unconsciously take away any uncertainty that they have. They want proof that the product or service works. And the best way to validate that is feedback or the story of real customers who actually went down that road with the company that they're evaluating. So that's usually, like I said, consciously or unconsciously, that's typically what an end user is hoping to gain. They really want to gain that validation that they're on the right track and that they can trust this company. Of course, it depends a little bit as well on what the case study is about or what product or service you're telling a story about. If you have a super interesting case study and you cracked a very hard code, so to speak, they might also be interested in learning more on what your approach was, or they might be looking for inspiration to tackle their own challenges. It depends a little bit on what phase they're in terms of how far they are with evaluating you as a company. So it could be that they're kind of looking for inspiration, but mostly if they're a bit further down the road and they're really at the point where they have to choose between vendors, they're looking for that validation part.
So what are some key points that you should be sure to include in a success story?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's always important to highlight the high level process of whether your product or service. So the story of, how did I help a certain customer? What were the challenges that I helped them with? That's very important to list down, because that's the part where potential customers, prospects, are most likely to identify with the challenges. I would always try to make that very specific to a client. Of course, it's always great to have multiple case studies as well, so you can address different audiences with particular challenges. Could be that that there are industry specific challenges. So it would be good to have a range of different case studies if you want to cover those. Another important part to include are the goals you set out to achieve with this customer, and consequently the results of what you've been doing for that customer. So how did you help them overcome the challenges that they were facing, and what was the final result? And you could display those final results in the form of certain KPIs. It's always good to put some hard figures in the case study, because that really proves obviously that the product or service did its job. And another thing, if you can get it, it would always be a good idea to include a quote of a customer, because again, that really shows that a customer was very happy with the solution that you provided. And the quote really speaks to the imagination. Of course, in the end, people really want to do business with a company that they can trust, and a quote from an actual customer really underlines that.
Absolutely. So what approvals or authorization are needed when publishing such a piece of content?
Well, yeah, I suppose it depends a little bit on the customer that you're writing a success story on. Of course, you should always check with your contact if it's okay for you to write a customer story. I would always do that, obviously, in advance before you start writing the actual story. But yeah, I know that some companies are quite lenient with that. Other companies have very strict guidelines around that topic. So yeah, it's best to just check with your contact before you start writing. And obviously, once it's done, you should definitely check with your customer if they're okay with what you've written. And yeah, that's always the perfect opportunity as well to ask for a quote, actually.
So what types of promotional activities can you do to be sure that your success story is seen by your target audience?
Well, I always see success stories as an asset that is best used as a piece of content to nurture prospects. So generally speaking, I wouldn't promote a case study directly to very top of the funnel leads that don't know your company yet at all. I typically use them a little bit further down the funnel. So you could imagine using them in an email cadence to nurture leads that opted in your website or that you've reached out to over social media. You could send a case study. What we see a lot with campaigns that we run with digital campaigns is that people actually ask for case studies when we do social media outreach. So that's how you can share that one-on-one. And yeah, like I said, through email is a great way to expose prospects to a case study. Depending on what your case study is about, in most cases it's about creating that authority and validation for a prospect. But if like I said, if you have like a super valuable case study where you solved a industry-wide challenge, for example, and you feel that your target audience might be super interested in knowing how you would tackle that challenge, then you could consider it. You could consider promoting it among more top of the funnel leads, and then you have a little bit more options. Then you could just post it on social media. You could run advertisements, those type of activities.
So, what are your top do's and don'ts of creating a success story?
Well, I think the most important do is to provide useful insights, to really provide value, tell the story of the customer, and don't just talk about yourself, about what service you provided and how good that service was, just because you say so. So it's really about providing those useful insights, providing figures that really underline that the campaign or product was a real success, with those KPIs and goals that I mentioned. Furthermore, I'd say that a case study is really worth investing in terms of the skill of copywriting, storytelling, if you will, and design. Typically, I wouldn't just create, a fact sheet, a stale fact sheet. We know that decision making is a rational decision on the one end, and you take care of that with the figures. But it also comes down to the feeling you give to potential prospects, and it's important to really tell your story in a clear and concise way, so that you really walk your reader from point A to B, and a nice design that fits with your branding, and that always try to add those visual aspects that really support the storytelling.
So is there anything else that you'd like to add for our listeners today?
Well, I think we covered pretty much it. I just to kind of recap, I think the storytelling part is very, very important. So not just the fact sheet, highlight the KPIs and goals, highlight the challenges that your customer faced, how you solve them, and really make it about the customer and tell their story. And if you can try to get a quote of the customer in, because that really finishes off your case study and definitely helps you convince leads that are in the pipeline right now.
Absolutely. And there's only just one thing I would like to add. I think that I do a ton of reading. I mean, you know this about me. It's something that everyone that I work with knows. And I think that when we read a good story, one of the reasons why it's good is that we can relate to it in some way. I mean, people don't read, memoirs right. of people to learn about the other person. They do it to learn something about themselves. And I kind of relate that as well to a case study, because, a company who is taking the time to read a case study that's, geared towards their vertical, what they're really hoping to gain is some insight about how they may be able to improve or touch on those pain points that you talked about, overcome challenges. And of course, they're looking right. to see the value in the solution and be able to help them do just that. So that for me is also, the main reason why case studies are so important, because it really is the best way to be able to get that message across to somebody by showing, right. what you've done. It's like we always say, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, you can tell people, your value proposition, oh, we're going to save you all this time and money. And, everyone basically says that. But then if you can prove that you've done it and how, that for me has so much more weight.
Yeah, if they hear it from an actual customer that that speaks to them much more than obviously you just telling them everything will be okay and we have a resolution for you. Yeah,
I don't think that works so well. Everything's going to be fine. Just trust us. Pay us a lot of money. Awesome. Good. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Sander. And for those of you listening, of course, we have tons of other resources available on our resource library at MediaDev.com. So don't hesitate to check those out or send me an email at contact@MediaDev.com so we can discuss your needs in more detail. Have a great day. Thanks again, Sander.
Thanks, Liz.